This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Larry Smith, Program Director of the Texas Boll Weevil Eradication Foundation. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We have Roundup resistant cotton and do not have a freeze in those areas. And we started that year with a drought. And the drought allowed the seed from the previous year to lay on top of the ground, and it did not germinate when the cotton was harvested. So when we started in 2009, we were carrying in the drought still. The growers planted a lot of seed in 2009, and you had other fields that had 2008 seed left over from the previous crop, and a lot of those fields were planted to corn. Well, the drought was ongoing, but you have a lot of this area that's irrigated. And when these growers irrigated their corn crops, we had a lot of cotton coming up in those other crops. And this created a lot of problems for weevils that were growing or inhabiting fields that were in corn.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We have worked with the Texas Department of Agriculture and the Extension Service. They have looked and experimented with different herbicides, whereas growers could go in and spray different herbicides that would kill the cotton and let the corn mature. The growers, especially in the winter garden area, were very successful in limiting the amount of cotton that we had reproduced in those areas. A very good wet winter will help our problem tremendously. But growers, as they see plants come up, tillage practices will help, but rain is the one key factor that we need to germinate these seed and let them plow the ground before they ever plant the next crop and get rid of a lot of those plants.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Sometimes we have urban people that may plant cotton plants for aesthetic reasons or just grow a plant because they grew up on a farm, they want to see cotton growing. But in eradication, we really need to stress not growing any cotton while the eradication program is in process. And once eradicated, maybe they could go back to that if the law changes. We had Hurricane Dolly in the Rio Grande Valley, but a lot of seed spread all over the urban areas down there, and we have cotton growing in backyards that have never been involved in cotton. A lot of areas where you have urbanization through houses being built may have taken over a cotton field that's in the past, especially in an area where it doesn't freeze, and those plants continue to grow.